I am the good shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our blessed Lord calls himself today the good shepherd. And he knows his sheep. He loves them with fatherly affection and provides for all their wants. And every priest, every bishop needs to imitate this care of our blessed Lord, which he bears for the sheep. And our blessed Lord feeds them, giving them continually, even in our own times, through the Catholic Church, the bread of his divine word, the gospel, and even continues day after day to give even his own flesh and blood in Holy Communion for the nourishment of day of our souls. But his love goes still further. He offers his life for his sheep, dying for them on the cross, as we again meditated during this past Lent and during Holy Week. But we also must be good shepherds, every one of us. And every one of us should be able to say, I am a good shepherd. We all have a sheep, namely our immortal soul. And Christ, in a sense, has appointed us pastors of his sheep, namely our soul, and imposed upon us the strict obligation to take care of the sheep, namely our soul. And therefore we should think today and we should make the firm resolution, according to the example of Jesus Christ himself, to be good shepherds of the sheep, good shepherds of our own soul. To know our soul and to feed our soul according to the example of our blessed Lord. Our first duty, so to speak, in that regard is to know our immortal soul. That is, to know what our soul is. Many times we forget of our soul in this materialistic world. But our soul is an image of Almighty God. The soul is a natural image. Whatever God is, our soul is, only with the difference that God possesses everything good in an infinite measure, whilst our soul, of course, being a created being, is good only in a limited manner. And our soul is a supernatural image. When the soul is adorned with sanctifying grace of God, the soul is just and holy because of sanctifying grace, like unto God. And if we are in the state of grace, in comparison with these supernatural qualities of the soul, its natural gifts and prerogatives are as insignificant as a grain of sand compared with the universe. By sanctifying grace, our soul is raised above human nature and participates by grace in the divine nature. When the child is baptized and receives sanctifying grace, or after you have fallen in a grave sin and you go to confession, you receive again sanctifying grace. You participate in the divine nature by grace. And this is the greatness of sanctifying grace, which we are ready to sacrifice so many times for vain pleasures. Great is the dignity of kings and emperors, but compared with the dignity of a sanctifying soul, they are nothing but dust, because it is only earthly and natural. Whilst the dignity of the sanctified soul is supernatural and heavenly. The soul, as a natural and a supernatural image of God, being so glorious, it follows that we must prize it highly and be solicitous for our salvation. We are very solicitous for our body. We feed and clothe it very careful. But what is our body? It is true, it is a creature of God. But it will soon return into dust. Its fate after the resurrection is intimately connected with that of our soul. If your soul is admitted to the glories of heaven, the body will go there too. But if your soul is lost, the body also will share the unhappy fate. We read in the Old Testament, or you might remember from your Bible history, of Esau, that he sold his birthright for a mess of pottage, and of a king who, being tormented with thirst, gave his whole kingdom for a draught of water. But many times we Christians act the same way, very foolishly, when we exchange our soul for a trifle, for the gratification of our passions, in a sense to sell it to the devil. And today we should value our soul and keep it as the apple of our eye, that we may not lose it. And we should watch and pray, be good shepherds of our soul, for there are many perils out for our soul. We should guard our senses, especially our eyes, and turn them away from everything that might enkindle in your heart the fire of sinful desires and passions. We should resist the temptation in the very beginning, and this is the key to overcome temptation, with determination. And we should value our soul more highly than all earthly goods, and be always resolved to make any and every sacrifice for its salvation. But as good shepherds of our soul, we must also pasture our soul. That is, we must furnish it with whatever is necessary for the preservation of its supernatural life. We must feed our soul. There are souls out which are starving by their own fault. First, we must feed our soul by the word of Almighty God. The word of God enlightens us, that we may know what is good and pleasing to God, and what we must do and what we must avoid. It strengthens us to overcome all obstacles in the way of salvation and to serve God faithfully. The Word of God comforts us in tribulations and raises our thoughts to heavenly things, so that we despise earthly things and seek that which is above. Examples of the efficacy of the Word of God is the first sermon of St. Peter on the day of Pentecost, when 3,000 Jews are baptized and converted. The apostles and their successors destroyed by the grace of God, of course, paganism with all its abominations by the preaching of the word of God, propagated everywhere the true religion and renewed the face of the earth. If the word of God, and we can see that today, is not longer preached or even falsified by this new church, the evil consequences would be ignorance of religion, and you see it every single day, then all kinds of sins, vices, apostasy from the faith, the ruins of nations, and even this you see today. And we should therefore listen with pleasure to the word of God and make the word of God the rule of our life. And we should feed our soul with Holy Communion, for this is the best and most nutritious nourishment of our soul. Our Lord says, "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has life everlasting, and I will raise him up in the last day." And who could enumerate all the graces that are connected with a worthy communion? After your death, you will realize how many graces you received by the reception of Holy Communion. It is Holy Communion that increases sanctifying grace in your soul, weakens, if you are cooperative, weakens the evil inclinations and motions within us and fortifies us with supernatural strength to overcome all, even the most violent temptations, and unites us most intimately with our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, so that we truly can say, together with the apostle, "I live now not I, but Christ liveth in me." In regard to those graces, all pious Catholics have always deemed themselves happy to be able to receive Holy Communion rather frequently. And this is one reason why St. Aloysius of Gonzaga, one patron saint for the youth of purity, reached in such an early age such great perfection and holiness. And in his time, he just could receive Holy Communion once a week. And he received Holy Communion on Sunday. And on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, he would do his Thanksgiving 3 days. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, he would spend to prepare himself again for Sunday to receive our Lord. And that's why he received so many graces by the reception of Holy Communion. And that's why St. Magdalene of Pazzi appeared and said that St. Aloysius of Gonzaga is one of the greatest saints in heaven. Let us be good shepherds for our soul. Our soul, whatever money you have, whatever treasures you may have, Your soul is the most precious treasure you possess in this life. For it is created in the image of Almighty God and destined to enjoy eternal life in heaven. Our soul is our only good. If we save it, all is gained. But if we lose it, all is lost, and lost forever. And there is no evil that can equal the loss of the soul, and no good that can compensate for that loss. And therefore, our blessed Lord cries out to us earnestly, what doth it profit of man if he gains the whole world and suffers the loss of his own soul? Let us pray today to the Good Shepherd, but also today on Mother's Day to our Heavenly Mother, that we are all good shepherds for our soul, that we nourish our soul with the Word of God and with the flesh and blood of our blessed Lord. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.